Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Lamed Zayin in the Oizo Hodor edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Lamed Vov Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Ma'av Yechonon Hegdesh Shepeduyov Yoyser Aldomov Tofes Sakoil. If one went and redeemed the Hegdesh for more than its value, the Hegdesh is worth three, he redeemed it on four. So then is Tofes Sakoil, the entire four become Gdusha's Hegdesh. But my sesheni ship do you yourself dumb up for the person who redeemed my sesheni for more than its value, loy tovas akoil. The only value that's caught with Kedushas my sesheni is only the exact value, not more. As we mentioned just a few lines ago in this daf. Mabin Egdish, Mabin my sesheni. What's the difference between Egdish and my sesheni? Why Egdish is tovas the whole thing and my sesheni not? Well, my baby, she can odo motsulius marbe behegdeshri. Reb Chaim explains, the meaning is, one could come and be Magdish whatever he wants. A person can take any item that he has and give it to Hegdish. So if so, when a person says, I'm redeeming Hegdish for four, and really the Hegdish is worth only three, the extra one, he's giving to Hegdish as a gift. It's an edava to Hegdish. But on Ma'aseh Sheni, one cannot just donate Ma'aseh Sheni. The only way to get Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni is only the fruits that grow from the land. You can't give extra to Ma'aseh Sheni. Kedushas Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Rav Zeir Boy Kamir Veimi Nivda Koy Seish V'Omar Loy LeKachlis Kavanti." Let's go check the person. Maybe he's going to say, "I did not mean to donate the Hegdish more than its value." Omar Le LeKashivdu. He says, "You're right. If you ask him and he says that was not my intention, it won't be Kodesh. But if I don't, I'm not. If the man is not here to come and ask him. He's not available to ask. So then we assume that everything is Hegdish." So Rav Yoyin asked the following question. And as Rav Chaim points out, Rav Yoyin did not hear the end of the previous discussion. So he says, what's that? But by Kemando Omar, using your Gisar Rav Chaim, Kemando Omar, Kenechosov. That's good if you tell him Ma'aseh Sheni is different than Hegdish. Hegdish belongs to Hegdish. While Ma'aseh Sheni belongs to him, it's Moman Hedyut. But Kemando Omar, Eina Kenechosov. But if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni has the same level of Hegdish, who might been Hegdish, might be Ma'aseh Sheni. So what's the difference between Hegdish and Ma'aseh Sheni? When you have really understood that the chiluk between Hegdish and Ma'aseh Sheni is that Hegdish, you're giving it to others. It's not yours. So then you could say, I'm redeeming it for a higher value. But Ma'aseh Sheni, it's yours. So you just exchange it for the right value. Says the moral, according to a mayor that holds that Ma'aseh Sheni, Momen Gavoya. So why should there be a difference between Ma'aseh Sheni and Hegdish? Says the Gemara, Amar Biyasi, Loikin Kvait Martaimosh, Ken Odom Motsulis Maru Begdesh. He says that was the reason. The reason is, as we said before, as the Brisa mentioned, that by Hegdish you can add to Hegdish. A person is Maru Begdesh, you can donate more to Hegdish. By Sashini, you cannot donate more. The Gemara now brings a similar discussion. Amar Biyachron Hegdish, Peduyov, Veloyo, Siv Choymish, Hareze Podoy. The person went and redeemed Hegdish. But he did not add the extra chaymish, the extra 25%. The din is a raise of potu, it's redeemed. Ma'aseh Sheni shepeduyo v'lo yosif chaymish. Ma'aseh Sheni that he redeemed and he did not add the chaymish. Ha'raise and no potu. So it's not potu, it's not redeemed. Ma'abin Hegdish, ma'abin Ma'aseh Sheni. What's between Hegdish, Ma'aseh Sheni? Omar v'hilo, Hegdish ish lo toivim, Ma'aseh Sheni ain't lo toivim. Hegdish is summoned to demand it. Meaning, the gizbar of Hegdish will come and say, pay me back. And you have to add a chaymish. There's somebody on top of it. So I don't have to be koinis. I don't have to find him to say that it's not podi, it's not redeemed until it pays the chaymish. But by Sasheni, nobody's coming to ask for it. By Sasheni, a person takes himself to Yerushalayim. So if we're going to tell him that you can redeem it and pay the chaymish later, he may not come to pay the chaymish ever. Rabbi Yoyin Abayi, again, Rabbi Yoyin did not hear the end of the discussion. So he asks the same question. Kimando Omar Kenechosov. But Kimando Omar any Kenechosov might be Hegdish, might be Ma'aseh Sheni. So, Bishop, if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni is yours, so you're saying this is the difference between Hegdish and Ma'aseh Sheni. There's a chiluk. The Hegdish is not yours, and therefore when you redeem it, it works. But Ma'aseh Sheni is yours. In order to actually facilitate the redemption, you need to add the Chaymish. But if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni is also not yours, so Ma'aseh Sheni and Hegdish are the same. So again, Rabbi Yoyin understands the chiluk is not what we mentioned before. It's a different chiluk. Now the Gemara says, "Oh my beis, if we look for hitmar, didn't we learn? Taimo hegdish is latoivim, ma'aseh sheni ain latoivim. It's nothing to do with who's the owner. It has to do with the fact that by hegdish there's someone here to demand it, and by ma'aseh sheni there isn't." Continues the Gemara and says, "Apoyde ma'aseh sheni shaloi moisiv alov chamishisoy, ben shu shaloi ben shnitelu b'matano person has Maisa Sheni, either it's his or he got it as a gift, he adds a Chaimish. So the woman, so this Mishnah that holds you can give Maisa Sheni as a gift, they're a mayor. They're a mayor, Oimer, ain't Matona Kemecher. A mayor holds a gift is not like a sale. You cannot sell Maisa Sheni. You're not supposed to sell Maisa Sheni. But you can give Maisa Sheni. And therefore, our Mishnah goes like a mayor. Here, everybody agrees with this. We're talking about he didn't got a gift of Maisa Sheni. He got a gift of Tevel. And the Tevel, he got Tevel, which was never, the Maisa would not be Mufresh, would not separate from it. That you could give as a gift. But Maisa Sheni, maybe you cannot give as a gift. So come on, that cannot be. We're going to learn later. Neta Revai Shaloi. Neta Revai is the fruits that grew in the fourth year after the tree was planted. And as the Gdushas, we'll see later. So a person who redeems the Neta Revai, and there we say also, it doesn't matter if he got it as, if it's his, he got it as a gift. So can you explain by us, we're talking about Tevel Maisa Sheni? Why not? But we said by Neta Revai also the same idea. Meaning, by Neta Revai, there's no such thing as Tevel. Tevel means, I have fruits, but I did not separate the Maisas from it. By Neta Revai, there's no separation. It grows Neta Revai. So if you say that by Neta Revai, it says Matana. What does it mean Matana? It's gifting the actual Neta Revai. So also by Maisa Sheni, when it says Matana, it means it's gifting the actual Maisa Sheni. So by Neta Revai, it's not the Neta Revai Atzma, it's the Neta Revai itself. From Halcha Maisa Sheni, have a Soifach Memor. So here we'll say, it talks about the same case as given Maisa Sheni itself, meaning the Mishnah is Remeir and not Rabbanon. We're holding on Zion with base, Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Ma'arimi Maisa Sheni. This we mentioned a few times in the Gemara before. You could trick Maisa Sheni. How do you trick Maisa Sheni? Ketzat, Oimer Adam Lechaveiro, the person tells his friend, Livnoi Levito Egdoim to his older son and daughter. Or a slave maidservant, which are Ivy, which are Jewish. Take this money and redeem the Meiser. What does that do? Only when a person redeems his own Meiser, he adds a Chaimish. But here, someone else is redeeming it. So he doesn't have to add a Chaimish. Now this is Aroma, because who gave the money to the friend? Who gave the money to the son? The father. So he's really tricky Meiser Sheni. Instead of he himself doing the Pidyoin, he's giving somebody else to do it. But at the end of the day, he's benefiting from it. That's called the aroma. That's basically like a trick that you could do. And that's something which is okay. And a person doesn't have to pay a chaymish. Continues the Mishnah. Don't give it to your son and daughter who are underage. Or to a slave or maidservant, which are knani, which are goyim. Because by them, the young children and the slaves, the knani, whatever they have belongs to the owners. It's not considered to be. They gave the money to somebody else, and you still have to add chaymish in that case. Haya oimid b'goyim, someone is standing in the granary. Ve'ein b'yodim, he doesn't have money to redeem. Omer l'chaveir ha'rei ha'peiris ha'elu nesunim l'cho matono. Tells his friend, take these fruits as a gift. The fruits are yours. V'chazov oimid, then he tells him, ha'rei m'chulolim al mo'ed sh'abayis, and he comes and redeems it with money that he has in the house. Meaning, this person is standing in the goyrin, and he has fruits right now, he has no money. He wants to redeem the fruits. So what should he do? So he gifts his friend the fruits. Now the fruits belong to his friend. And then he redeems the fruits of his friend with the money that he has in the house. So the difference of this is the beginning of the Mishnah. Beginning of the Mishnah, he gifted the money. And here he's gifting the fruits. And the Gemara is going to explain, and this also is addressed to the Gemara Bo Metzio, why didn't they give the mayas? Why didn't he give the money? Why he gifted the fruits? Because here's the Gemara and says, Rav Avoin Omar Ispalgu Rav Blozer Rav Yisrael Chanino Machloikis Rav Blozer Rav Yisrael Chanino of what? Chad Omar once said, Lama Marim Olov, why did Rabbanu allow you to do Haroma, to do the Haroma mentioned in the Mishnah? Mipnei Shekosu Boi Brocho. Because it says, by Maisa Sheni, Brocho. So the bracha is, you don't have to give chaymish. There's a way to get out of chaymish. That's like more understands the gzeras akasov. The other one said, why do you redeem Maisa Sheni for the cheaper rate, as we learned earlier? Because the pasuk says bracha, the Torah tells you that you can redeem something for the lower rate. So the machlekes says, what do you learn from the drasha when it says in the pasuk bracha? So, what are we talking about? If he tells somebody, go and redeem these fruits for me, then he's a shliach. He's redeeming on behalf of the owner. If he says, go redeem it for yourself, shalayim. Meaning in the question, the Gemara is asking, are the fruits and the money belong to the owner? And you're just telling someone, please do for me a favor and do the redemption. So it still belongs to the owner. So why does he have to do chaymish? If he's giving the second person the fruits and the money, he says, go redeem it for yourself. As we learned before, you could gift it. He's gifting the ma'aseh sheni to somebody else. So now that belongs to that person. He needs to give chaymish. Elo kinan kaimin, we're talking about b'shoim eloi b'deli mishalcho, b'delecho mishali. What we talk about is, he tells the person, go and redeem it for me with your money. I'm giving you the money. The money is yours. The fruits are mine. Or the opposite. B'del lecha, you redeem for yourself. The fruits are yours. Mishali, with the money that's by me. As long as the money and the fruits are not the same person, then you don't add chaymish. V'tani ken, we have rights like that. B'del li mishalcho, redeem my fruits with your money. B'del lecha mishali, redeem your fruits with my money. Don't add a chaymish. Rabbi Yochanan gives it as a rule. If it's the fruits and the redemption, the money, doesn't belong to the same owner, you don't add chaymish. What's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? Person goes and redeems his maaser. So chamishisoy is written around maaseroy. Maaseroy means he owns the maaser. Chamishisoy, the Parshat Shah means you add a fifth on it. But it refers also to the owner. The fifth belongs to the owner. And that says chamishisoy yosef alov. Kedeshehu pidyon mishaloy. The maaser belongs to him. The chamishisoy, chamishis belongs to him. Meaning the only time you have chamish is only when a person is the owner of both. The fruits and the money that is using for redemption. This is the Pasha and the Sugya. The Vilna Gaon learns that what Rabbi Yochanan is adding, what we said before, is that even if you have a shliach that goes and redeems the fruits, he does not have to add chaymish because he doesn't own not the fruits and not the money. Rabbi Yochanan is coming to add this nekuda, that if somebody does not own both and does the redemption, he also doesn't add chaymish, coming to argue what we said before, and to tell me that a shliach doesn't add chaymish. So according to the Vilna Gaon, it's a new shita in the Gemara. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Lamed Zayin.